بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب فضل ضعفة المسلمين والفقراء الفقراء الخاملين. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واسجد نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم. الكهف. This is a new chapter we are beginning after the chapter Islah Bain al-Nas, where we see the great emphasis and reward that the Shariat has given or allotted to creating harmony, conciliation between those who are fighting and between whom relation is broken down. This chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it the heading Fadlu Dha'afat al-Muslimin wal-Fuqara al-Khamilin. The virtue which Shariat accords to the weak ones, the disadvantaged, literally translated, call it the defective ones or deficient ones amongst the believers, wal-fuqara al-khamilin, and the undistinguished amongst the fuqara and the poor. What we have to realize that for the system of the running of this world, in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing each and every one of us by putting us through different halat, situations, conditions. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah ta'ala says that verily we have beautified, made this world attractive. And what is the reality of your existence in this world? Linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. Allah ta'ala says we are testing you. Nahnu qasamna baynahum ma'ishatahum fil hayati dunya. When it comes to worldly wealth, worldly position, worldly status, material means in this world, Allah Ta'ala says, we have distributed these things amongst you. And in this distribution, Allah Ta'ala has made it such, some of you technically fall amongst the superior or the strong or the well-endowed. And for the system of the running of this world, there are those that will fall amongst the poor, amongst the disadvantaged, amongst the so-called defective, whether it is physically, whether it is mentally, whether it is financially. Different halat and conditions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts human beings through. We find that first and foremost, primarily we have to understand that this is Allah's distribution. The wealthy one is not wealthy because of his intelligence, or because of his financial prowess, or because of his financial know-how, that this distribution of Allah in any way gives him the right to look down upon the poor, or to consider himself to be superior to the poor, or to feel that he is special and they are not special. And likewise, the one who is poor, the one who is disadvantaged, or the one who, like I said, sometimes the deficiency is finances, sometimes physical. Someone is disabled, someone, Allah protect us, doesn't have his eyesight, someone can't hear, whatever it may be. Or it may be a mental defect or deficiency. And likewise, we will find physical or mental or financial. Allah Ta'ala puts human beings through different conditions. It does not mean that he is inferior in any way, or that anyone has the right to look down upon him or take advantage of such an individual. This is Allah's distribution. And what is the hikmat and wisdom behind it? First and foremost, it is Allah's wisdom. Allah decided what for each person, what is best for him, even if he can't see it here, or he doesn't understand it now immediately. We must have this total, complete conviction. Allah Ta'ala, one of the sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah is hakim, or Allah is hakim. One sifat of Allah, one attribute is Allah is hakim. Allah is the all-wise. And ulama ikram mentioned, fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. That a being that is wise principally, whatever he does, whatever his decisions are, those decisions are not devoid of wisdom. So if someone is blind, Allah made him like that. There is some wisdom behind it. And he must have this conviction that my Allah has done what is best for me. My Allah has done what is best for me. Allah Ta'ala tells us, sometimes you dislike something, but it is good for you. Sometimes you like something, asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa sharrun lakum, asa an takrahu shay'an wa sharrun lakum. Allah Ta'ala says, Asa an takrahu shay'an huwa khairul lakum. Sometimes you like something, it's not good for you. Sometimes you dislike something, it is good for you. Allah knows best. Allah is our maker. Allah is the one who created us. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has given us whatever we have. And primarily we must be happy and we must be content. We must develop this relationship, this trust, this reliance, this dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, this radha bil qada. In our hearts we must genuinely be happy. My Allah decided my situation. Today the human fitrat, human nature, unfortunately we complain about everything. We always feel the grass is greener on the other side. We always feel what the other person has is better. This mindset, my respected brothers, on the one hand we are harming our deen and our akhirat, on the other hand we are harming our dunya also. There's no chain, there's no peace, there's no happiness, there's no contentment. Today whoever, illa mashallah, whoever you run into, each one is engaged in a rat race, looking at the next person, moaning his situation, moaning his condition. Understand, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are healthy, you are unhealthy, whatever your condition is, this is from Allah and Allah is testing you. Allah is testing the rich person. Does he become arrogant? Does he become proud? Does he look down upon the poor? Or does he make shukr to Allah and realize that, Ya Allah, it's not me, it's yours. I'm only your distributor. And he distributes it amongst his poor and he uses his wealth to earn his akhirat. Likewise, Allah is testing the poor man. What is the test of the poor man? Does he now start envying the rich person? Or does he accept his lot in life and in that poverty, does he make sabr? Does he persevere? Does he carry out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and use that poverty? Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ana awwalu man yuharriku hilqat al-jannah. فَيُفْتَحُ لِي فَأَدْخُلَهَا وَمَعِي فُقَرَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, I will be the first one who will knock at the door of Jannah. The door of Jannah will be open for me. I will be the first, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be the first to enter Jannah, and who will be with me? Who will be with me? He said, the poor people will be with me. So today you look down upon them. Today you feel that that person who's standing on the street side, his clothes are tattered and torn, you feel he is somehow inferior. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Tomorrow when I enter Jannah first, that is the man that's going to be with me. And the rich person, Allah, one riwayat that comes will come 500 years later, even though they may have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find, my respected brothers, one is to look at things with an insulated eyesight. Or the other is to hand ourselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that primarily in this chapter, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought about, beautifully, he doesn't say da'afatul muslimin. This is the chapter to discuss those people who are disadvantaged or indistinguishable in society or on the, technically what we may say, the lower rung of society. He doesn't say that. He says, babu fadli da'afatul. The chapter to deal with the status, with the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given those that are disadvantaged. Because outwardly society may feel that they are disadvantaged or indistinguishable. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have been elevated and they have been honored. And if you look in Quran and Hadith, we realize, we see the virtue and the dignity and the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has apportioned to such individuals. But the condition, be happy with your lot. Accept what Allah has given you. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that, as I mentioned, this is consolation to those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained in His hikmat some form of deficiency or da'af or weakness with regards to their physical selves, with regards to their mental status, with regards to their financial status, or with regards to their worldly position or status. Like ulama ikram mentioned, O غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يَعُدُّهُ النَّاسِ da'afan, or whatever it may be, those categories or those things that people or society regard to be some form of a defect. Sometimes a human being is defective or he is disadvantaged from one aspect, but on the other hand, he is honored and elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected brothers, that is the main thing. That is the important thing. I may be disadvantaged, I may not have much status. People won't open doors for me. People won't look up to me. But if I am elevated and honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what more do I want? So we find that the first, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings a verse of the Quran. Obviously we've run out of time, inshallah next occasion we'll go into that verse. But Interestingly, this verse that he has brought is from Surah Kahf, the 27th verse, and being the day of Jumu'ah, we can use this as a reminder for those of us who haven't read our Surah Kahf yet. Then if you have the rest of the day today, we should try and read our Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. Mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that from the earth to the arsh of Allah, we will be given a pillar of light. And one hadith it is mentioned, غُفِرَ لَهُ, all the sins are forgiven. One hadith it is mentioned, we will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. وَشَرُّ غَائِبٍ يَنْتَذَرُ, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is the worst and the most frightening of the fitnas that we are still waiting for before Qiyamah. So protection from that is in reciting Surah Kahf. And likewise Surah Hamim al-Dukhan, in the 25th juz of the Quran, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who recites this on the night of Jumu'ah, or as ulama have mentioned, on the day of Jumu'ah, غُفِرَ لَهُ, all his sins will be forgiven. Allah give us tawfiq.